Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, J.B. Shuck. Batting second. The third baseman, Tyler Saladino. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The DH, Adam LaRoche. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carlos Rodon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting second. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third. The center fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ryan Rayburn. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jesus Aguilar. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Brandon Moss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Danny Salazar. And now, play ball. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Saladino takes first base on ball four. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Saladino moves to second. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Abreu hits a fly ball into left field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kipnis hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saladino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brantley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LaRoche strikes out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez strikes out. There goes Garcia. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rayburn strikes out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santana strikes out. Two outs. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Aguilar hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanchez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shuck is 0-for-1 in the game. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Saladino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Moss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moss hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Perez reaches second base with a double. Moss moves to third. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu fields it and throws to home to get Moss. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche is 0-for-1 in the game. LaRoche hits a fly ball into left field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aguilar scoops it up and throws to first, with Salazar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brantley strikes out. One out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rayburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayburn strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saladino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. One out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. JB Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shuck is 0-for-2 in the game. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tyler Saladino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Saladino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Saladino takes first base on ball 4. Shuck moves to second. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a line drive towards short. Linder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jesús Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aguilar is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguilar is hit by the pitch. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moss strikes out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0-for-1 in the game. Aviles hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. José Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-2 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive into left field. Rayburn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rayburn. Abreu moves to third. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0-for-2 in the game. LaRoche strikes out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-2 in the game. Kipnis hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindor strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lindor out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-2 in the game. Flowers strikes out. One out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JB Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shuck is 0 for 3 in the game. Shuck hits a fly ball into right field. Ma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Saladino takes first base on ball 4. Sanchez moves to second. Zach McAllister now pitching. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a line drive to left field. Rayburn throws towards third. Aviles fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aviles. Sanchez scores. Saladino moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Abreu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abreu is walked intentionally. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0 for 3 in the game. LaRoche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayburn strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rayburn out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesu Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aguilar is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Aguilar strikes out. Two outs. Brandon Moss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santana moves to third. Jake Petrica now pitching. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Giovanni Urshela now playing third base. Mike Aviles now playing left field. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 3 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0 for 2 in the game. Aviles strikes out. One out. Zach Duke now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 3 in the game. Kipnis strikes out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindor takes first base on ball 4. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0 for 3 in the game. Brantley hits a pop-up towards third. Saladino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Rzepczynski now pitching. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sanchez strikes out. Perez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sanchez out. One out. JB Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shuck is 0 for 4 in the game. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aguilar fields the ball and throws to Rzepchinski covering. Safe. Brian Shaw now pitching. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Shuck. The throw from Perez and he is out, Linder applying the tag. Two outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Saladino is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Saladino hits a fly ball into right field. Moss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Robertson now pitching. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Urshela hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Garcia who is chasing the ball. Urshela reaches third base with a triple. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santana strikes out. One out. David Murphy pinch hits for Jesus Aguilar. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Urshela scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brandon Moss batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moss is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.